Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Northland Community College Farm Business Management instructor Betsy Jensen. As we approach the end of the year, a lot of planning going on and things like that as people sit down in the office and figure out taxes and whatnot. Just saw somebody had done a poll asking about, you know, is it worth prepaying for inputs now to save on taxes, or is interest rates kind of putting the kibosh to that and the balancing act of those two for producers? And just thought we'd ask you the same question. What are you seeing out there in the country right now?
Interest rates, I think farmers are becoming a lot more aware of them. We haven't operated with high interest, and this isn't even high. You know, it's more of a middle interest. But a lot of guys are postponing some prepayments. Most companies have not increased their prepayment discount. So the cost of the money is being offset, you know, is offsetting all of your tax savings. So there actually has been quite a few farmers that have changed their plans a little bit and are not doing the amount of prepays that they used to.
And what are some other year-end reminders, things that people should be considering and taking a look at right now?
One of the things that I try to emphasize to farmers is the deferred payment contracts. If you are going to do a deferred payment contract and take the money in January, that money, if you make a mistake on your tax planning, that money can actually be brought back into 2023, but it has to be done on a contract by contract basis. So don't have one giant deferred payment contract. Maybe you want to have five smaller ones. Something else that comes into play is the QBI, the 199 deduction that farmers get from co-ops. Sometimes those are larger than we expect as well. So then maybe their taxable income is lower than what they were hoping for, right? I know no one wants to pay taxes, but sometimes you need to have that balancing act. And so those deferred payment contracts, if needed, you can pay taxes on those in 2023, even though you don't take the income until January. So farmers maybe can use those as a tool to give them a little flexibility in tax planning as well.
All right. And as we're getting through this season, and of course, harvest is pretty much wrapped up for everybody. Are people storing a lot of grain? Is a lot of it already sold? What are you seeing on that front?
Oh, I'm seeing a lot of grain being stored. There is definitely a lot of grain being stored. And in some cases, it's because the bushels were higher than we expected. We didn't think we were going to raise that many bushels. And so farmers kind of have it's a wonderful problem to have, more bushels than they expect. And because of how things looked this summer, a lot of farmers were a little afraid to forward contract. You know, we had a pretty good rally in July, but we had a rally because we were hot and dry, and farmers looked at their fields and said, geez, I don't dare. In hindsight, there should have been dares taken, right? We should have done more forward contracting. So there is a lot of grain in storage. It is making me nervous. There's also a lot of farmers that are rolling their contracts ahead. So perhaps they delivered their soybeans at harvest and did a basis fix, and they just keep rolling it ahead. We really got to work on risk management. We've got a lot banking in that elevator right now, and it's tough to have that much grain unsold. I hope farmers maybe take a hard look at what they have for risk right now in those markets.
So that, of course, is something to consider heavily, but what are some of the biggest takeaways that are biggest items learned from the 2023 growing season as we start planning for 24?
So some of the biggest things, you know, I saved a slide from a year ago when I spoke at Prairie Grains a year ago. I spoke about 2023 prices. So this fall, and the market was $9.13 for our spring wheat. There is something to be said for planning ahead. And so if farmers are looking at 2024, there might be some opportunities to make some forward contracts. You can sell early. And so I think we just maybe need to focus on risk management a little bit more. I would, you know, obviously we would all like $9 back, but maybe we need to focus on $7.75 or $8. We get a little rally, we got to take advantage of it.
All right. Anything else that we should touch on here before we let you go? Of course, you're speaking at Prairie Grains later on today. What are some of the things you're looking forward to there?
Oh, I love prairie grains. It's wonderful to talk to all the farmers. One of the things, if you're a Minnesota farmer, we need to meet about the beginning farmer tax credit. If the listeners are not aware of that, definitely look it up on the Department of Ag website or talk to us about that for 2024. The money's going to go a lot faster. And so that's something that perhaps we need to jump on a little sooner. And then there is a whole host of government programs, too. I hope farmers are staying up to date on some of these loan forgiveness programs from the Farm Service Agency. There's a lot going on right now in agriculture. So in farm management, we're staying busy. There's no shortage of questions.
Again, Betsy Jensen joining us on the Red River Farm Network.